Welcome back to Bladder Briefs, Teehee Briefs. I'm bailing the sinking dinghy, snark dinghy, of my true crime to-do list one teaspoon at a time. For you Jonestown obsessives, a companion to the Sundance series hosted by Foxy Noxie? That's today's topic. Counselors in my chambers for... The Truth About True Crime with Amanda Knox. The Crime. Jonestown. The story. Toby Ball and I talked about Sundance's very good look back at the Jonestown Massacre and People's Temple last week on the main podcast. We'd also emailed back and forth a little bit about a PR blast I'd gotten from the Sundance team, Ray, the quote, companion podcast they'd be working on with Amanda Knox. Yes, that Amanda Knox, the one who spent years in the Italian correction system because the same overreaching dingus who fouled up the Monster of Florence investigation thought his beliefs about Knox being a slutty weirdo made various forensic evidence and a confession by the actual killer of Meredith Kircher irrelevant. But enough about me and how I feel about misogyny and criminal justice. Installing Knox as the host of a true crime podcast series is either inspired or deeply bizarre. It has worked before. Ryan Ferguson, falsely accused of a murder and then freed by the work of Making a Murderer Part 2 marquee lawyer Kathleen Zellner, headed up an occasionally clumsy but mostly compelling truth-seeking true crime show for MTV, in which Knox appeared briefly, not for nothing. But based on the quote from Knox in Sundance's own press materials, Knox herself seems to come down on the side of deeply bizarre. Quote, "After surviving my own true crime saga, I tend not to be a fan of the genre, because it so often veers into sensationalism at the expense of the human beings involved and the truth," said Knox. "But these stories are very important when told with compassion and context. I'm excited to partner with Sundance to bring nuance to the story of Jonestown." So Knox, who did not escape from a cult, is not from Northern California, Guyana, or anywhere else germane to the People's Temple tragedy, does not, as far as I know, have any advanced degrees in psychology, sociology, or any other pertinent field forensically, and apparently is not interested in doing this job, is doing this job. Possibly because trying to get her out of the clutches of the Italian, quote, justice system left her and her family insolvent, all proceeds from her memoir having gone to pay her Italian attorneys, and this would probably explain that Facebook Live show she did for Vice as well. But it's also possible that her qualification is having lived a story like those of the survivors of Jonestown, was distorted and overreduced by the press coverage and made her an object of, at best, constant judgment.
I'm Amanda Knox, your host. I spent 4 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit. My name was slandered in the courtroom and in the media, and to this day, I'm called a killer online. It's given me a unique perspective on the justice system, and how easy it is for the truth to be lost in a flood of media.
It seems clear that that's the thrust of the podcast overall, an attempt to cut through a tabloid fog to the facts of notorious cases. Fine, I can hang. Doesn't mean it's worth listening to, though, so is it? Maybe. At least in the first episode, the truth about true crime is a bit clumsy and features stories and analysis you've heard on the docuseries already, but those stories go a bit further, like Road to Jonestown author Jeff Gwynn mentioning that Jim Jones's fascination with Hitler included making his cousins practice goose-stepping, and that Jones refused to undergo emergency surgery until an Indianapolis hospital integrated. Not later, not next week, immediately.
For everything that he did later, it's important to remember that Jim Jones accomplished amazing things in Indianapolis. Reverend Haldeman correctly points out that Jim integrated movie theaters, grocery stores, restaurants, and even a hospital. When he was taken to the hospital himself for emergency surgery, he refused to go under the anesthesia. that he would die right there if the hospital didn't integrate immediately, and they started moving black patients into white rooms, and that happened.
Knox is not the most elegant interviewer, although I will note that she has a lovely speaking voice. But she does push back on mic about Jones's mentor Reverend Haldeman's assertion that he doesn't think, quote, what happened in Guyana was Jones's fault. And when she then goes into a semi-monologue about none of us being the best or worst things we've ever done, it's awkward, but it's also effective. The question she asks later about what Haldeman would have counseled Jones to do had he been there on November 18th is interesting, and so is the answer. Although I will complain here, and I know I'm kind of becoming old woman yells at cloud of opiates about this issue, but still, that at no time during episode one does anyone suggest or explore the idea that Jones's drug-suffused paranoia played a huge role in everything going completely pear-shaped in the jungle. I don't know if I'll be subscribing to this one. I think the Jonestown episodes, at least, will contain enough overlap with what I already saw in the series that I'm all set. But for folks with a deep interest in this event, I think it's a good, if sometimes lumpy, listen. And I'll check back in early next year to see what other cases she's got on the go. The Truth About True Crime dropped two teaser episodes at the end of last month. By the time you hear this, it likely will have followed up with at least one more after the airing of the Jonestown docuseries. And you can find The Truth About True Crime on your podcast apps. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Blotter Presents, and social media is a great place to suggest briefs. Haha, briefs. You can also find my Patreon page at patreon.com/blotterpresents, which is where you can listen to and help choose the minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. Patreon tipsters will be getting a new episode later today, in fact, featuring two books about cons. If you're participating at the $3 level or above, you can listen to that and all the previous Patreon-only content by going to the Patreon site, or by adding its feed to your podcast conveyance system. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.